Title: Sequence Old School DNB Kick Weight with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic old school DNB kick weight in Ableton Live 12, but with a structure that a DJ will actually love you for. We're going to do this in arrangement view, not just a loop that never turns into a track. The goal is a kick that feels heavy because of placement, layering, and support from the arrangement, not just because it's louder. Before we touch anything, set your tempo to the DNB sweet spot. Put it at 172 BPM. That's fast enough to feel authentic, and slow enough that you can hear what your low end is doing. Now open Preferences, go to Record, Warp, Launch, and make sure Drums default to Beats Warp mode. Even if you're mostly using one-shots, this keeps your workflow sane when you start pulling in break layers later. And turn on the Groove Pool. You don't have to commit to groove right now, but you want it ready, because old-school swing is a huge part of the weight illusion. Quick mindset check. We're building something that feels stable in a DJ blend. That means predictable downbeats, consistent main hits, and then we sneak in personality, using quieter notes and variations at the ends of phrases. DJs notice inconsistency in main hits immediately. Step 1. Pick kick sources that behave like old school. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop a drum rack on it. We're going to treat the kick as two jobs. 1. The punch. That's the mid-weight, the knock, the part you can hear on smaller speakers. 2. The thump. That's the short low-end push, the part that makes the room move, but it must get out of the way quickly so your bassline can roll. On one pad, load a tight kick for the punch. Ideally, it has a strong presence somewhere around 100 to 200 Hz, maybe a little click, but not that plastic EDM click. On a second pad, load a sub or thump kick. Think 45 to 70 Hz as a focus, and keep it short. If you're using Simpler inside the drum rack, set both to one shot. Turn warp off, and shorten the decay. Old school kicks usually don't have long 808 tails. The weight is more like a thud than a sustained note. Here's a coaching note that will save you later. Decide what the kick is doing in the low end. In old school DNB, the kick often owns the very bottom for an instant, then disappears. If your bass is long and subby, your kick sub layer must be shorter and more percussive. Otherwise, you'll be fighting for headroom forever. Step 2. Program the core two-step kick pattern. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. Two bars is perfect in DNB. Enough room for variation, but it still locks to the grid. Set your grid to 16th notes. Put main kicks on bar 1 beat 1, bar 1 beat 3, bar 2 beat 1, and bar 2 beat 3. So, 1.1.1, 1.3.1, 2.1.1, 2.3.1. That's your anchor. If you do nothing else, this will already feel DNB and it will be DJ stable. Now we add weight moves, but carefully. Add a quiet ghost kick just before beat 3 occasionally. A classic spot is the 16th right before 1.3.1, so 1.2.4. Don't do it everywhere at first. Add it once, listen, then decide if you want it every bar or every other bar. Then add a pickup into bar 2. Another classic spot is the last 16th of bar 1, which is 1.4.4, leading into 2.1.1. Now set velocities like you mean it. Main kicks should live around 110 to 127. Ghost kicks live much lower, like 45 to 80. Pickups sit in between, like 70 to 100. Teacher tip, the stability rule is this. Keep the biggest kick hits consistent through the phrase. Put personality into the lower velocity notes. That's how you get movement without ruining mixability. Step 3. Layer punch and sub so it hits big but stays clean. You've got two approaches. The simple approach, copy the same MIDI notes to both kick pads, then lower the velocity on the sub layer slightly, and shorten the sub layer decay even more. That's the key. If you let the sub layer ring out, it will fight the bass line and you'll end up sidechaining everything into mush. The more controlled approach, put both samples on the same drum rack pad using chains, and use velocity zones. High velocity gives you more punch, medium velocity gives you more thump. That way your ghost kicks automatically trigger lighter layers. This is one of those set it once, benefit forever workflow moves. Advanced feel trick, and it's subtle but powerful. Keep the punch exactly on the grid, and nudge the thump layer a tiny bit late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. The transient defines timing, and the sub blooms just after. That can feel bigger without being louder. Step 4. Swing like jungle without going sloppy. Open the groove pool. Try something like Swing 16-57, or an MPC 16 swing variant if you have it. Apply it to your drum clip at a modest amount, timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity amount very small, like 0 to 10%. Random extremely small, like 0 to 5%, if at all. And here's the big warning. Don't overswing the kick. Let hats and snares do more of the swing. If your kick swings too much, DJs feel it as unstable during blends, even if it sounds funky in solo. Another coach note. Check timing against the snare, not the grid. The perceived heaviness comes from the kick-snare relationship. Solo just kick and snare and listen. If the snare doesn't feel like it lands on a solid floor, try nudging the kick a couple milliseconds by ear. Micro moves. You're not trying to hear late, you're trying to feel heavy. Step 5. Build a kick weight bus chain using stock devices. Group your drums or route to a drum bus audio track. Either way, put processing on the drum bus so your kick stays consistent across the arrangement. Start with EQ8, high pass below 25 to 30 Hz. Deep. That's not musical content, that's headroom theft. If you need more weight, do a gentle wide boost around 55 to 70 Hz, 1 or 2 dB. Don't guess blindly. Find where your kick fundamental actually is. If things get muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 20 to 40%, with boom frequency around 55 Hz as a starting point. Transient up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, depending on your sample. If it gets harsh, use damp to tame it. Then saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Small drive like 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is about density and translation. It helps the kick read on smaller speakers without turning it into a clicky mess. Then glue compressor, gentle. Ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.2 seconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not flattening. If the kick fights the bass line, don't jump straight to brutal sidechain. First shorten the kick sublayer, then carve space with EQ. Sidechain is the last polish, not the first repair. Optional but very DJ smart, put a utility at the end of the drum bus and enable bass mono, around 120 Hz. That helps club systems and makes blends more consistent. Now step 6, build DJ-friendly structure in arrangement view. Switch to arrangement view and start thinking in 16-bar chunks. Set locators every 16 bars, and name them in a way a DJ would instantly understand. Stuff like MIX in drums only, bass tees, drop, and MIXOUT no lead. This isn't just organization. It directly affects whether your track gets played. A classic structure looks like this. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. First 16 bars, drums, hats, minimal effects. No huge bassline yet. Keep the kick super consistent here. No random fills. This is where a DJ is beat matching and riding the blend. Bars 17 to 32. Tees bass stabs or filtered reese. Some Atmos, but keep it controlled. Build, next 16 bars. Add snare or clap layers, maybe rides, tension FX. Automate something that builds energy without messing with the kick. For example, add a break layer quietly and slowly open a filter over 8 to 16 bars. The kick stays the anchor, and the break becomes the lift. Drop 1, 32 or 64 bars. Full kick weight plus bassline locked. This is where your kick layering and bus chain pays off. Add subtle variations every 8 or 16 bars, but keep the main downbeats the same. Breakdown or switch, 16 to 32 bars. Trip the kickback or high-pass the drum bus for a moment, bring in Atmos or Vox. You're resetting the ear so drop 2 feels fresh. Drop 2, 32 to 64 bars. Make it harder without just making it louder. Brightness and density can feel like energy. Add a ride pattern, add a higher percussion loop, or do the sneaky move. Keep the exact same MIDI pattern but swap the sub-thump sample or pitch it slightly. Same rhythm, new weight color. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Think of this as a tool version. Drum solid, bass minimized, and remove layers gradually. No surprise mutes in the first half of the outro. Make it easy for someone to mix out of your track cleanly. Step 7. Phrase-based variations that keep DJs happy and listeners hooked. The trick is predictable boundaries. Every 8 bars, tiny change. Like ghost kick on or off. Every 16 bars, bigger change. Like a pickup into the next phrase. Every 32 bars, significant shift. New break layer reveal. New bass phrase. New drum brightness. Here's a structured variation idea that feels musical without being random. Call and response with ghost kicks across 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4. The ghost before beat 3 appears only in bars 2 and 4. Bars 5 to 8. It appears in bars 1 and 3. It creates motion, but your anchor hits stay dependable, and an end of 16 trick that won't break beat matching. On bar 16, add one extra kick pickup on the last 16th, but do not remove the next bar's 1.1.1 kick. Downbeat stays solid. That's what the DJ needs if you want controlled chaos in the drop but clean predictability in the intro and outro. Live 12 probability is perfect. Put ghost kicks on their own lane. Set probability around 50 to 70% during the drop, and drop it to 0 to 20% during intro and outro. You get life where it matters and stability where it counts. Before we wrap, two quick pro workflow moves. 1. Use a reference track like a calibration tool. Drop in a classic jungle or 90s DNB tune on a reference channel, warp it, and level match it. Then compare kick tail length, the transient level relative to the snare, and how calm the first 16 bars usually are. 2. Make kick decisions at DJ gain staging. Put a utility on your master and pull it down about 6 dB while you build. If the kick still feels solid at that lower monitoring level, it's genuinely weighted. If it only feels good when it's loud, it's not weight, it's volume. Mini practice to lock it in. Take your 2-bar kick loop and duplicate it out to 32 bars in arrangement. Bars 1 to 16, super stable, just your default variation. Bars 17 to 24, introduce the ghost kick every other bar. Bars 25 to 32, add the pickup into bar 33, and automate just one thing, like drum bus drive from about 6% up to 12%. Keep the kick pattern itself DJ stable while the energy rises around it. Then do a simple check. Could a DJ mix this intro for 16 bars without surprises? If the answer is yes, you're doing it right.